It's time again for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and our guest this week is Jeff Bechart. He is Vice President of Grain for Frenchman Valley Co-op out in Imperial, Nebraska. And Jeff, we're visiting with you today because you were on the recent trip for the Wheat Export and Marketing Workshop that took place in Portland, Oregon. Tell us a little bit more about that trip.
Be glad to. It was a great experience. We had a delegation of grain industry people representing the shippers of Nebraska wheat. We had a producer from the central part of the state, of course, somebody from the Nebraska Wheat Board, and had a chance to meet up with people on the other end, exporters, people in the transportation industry, both shipping by water and rail, end users, small bakeries, just a good cross section of the market, and very educational. I had a chance to interact and talk about the wheat quality, wheat markets, and that sort of thing with a number of people.
Was there anything that took you by surprise, or maybe a highlight of the trip that you didn't expect, something you learned?
For me, it was getting to talk to people that actually use the final finished product in baked goods, and the importance of various qualities, the different types of wheat that are used to make not only domestic food, but also as we target the food industry and some of our biggest markets like Asia, and just finding out what's important to them. So being able to find those little details in our question answer period was super helpful.
Also, maybe talk about some of the things that you brought back with you from Oregon. Of course, out in your part of Nebraska, there is a lot of wheat grown. You work in your position with a lot of wheat growers out there. So from your position and from being on that trip, are there certain things that you brought back with you from the trip?
I think the ongoing message is quality is important. And when I say quality, not only just making sure it's number one or number two, hard red winter wheat, if that's mostly what we grow or continue to grow here, but it's also, you know, with a breakdown of protein in that quality lineup and those kind of characteristics that are important to the buyer. So wheat's not wheat. Those other things are important and will determine the value that we ultimately can pay at the country elevator for that kind of wheat. And so, the message is we have to pay attention to the market. The final consumer is really driving the bus, and we have to know what they want.
All right, Jeff, anything additionally or any other takeaways from your trip?
No, other than the trade issues with specifically China is very much on the forefront of discussion these days. As we visited the export elevators in the Pacific Northwest, they were all more or less idle, waiting for the next round of business to occur. And hopefully phase one of the trade deal gets signed here next week as anticipated, and things get going again and we can up our trade both with wheat as well as other commodities. And so I know that's concerning a lot of people that move forward. It's very key to our markets. We need that to happen. And so we're hopeful that it will, as planned.
All right. Thanks so much. It's Jeff Bechart, our guest this week for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.